28. Sunset will occur at 5:25 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 7:07. East and northeast winds are at 2, barometer at 30.42. No precipitation today. And again, after a low of 1, we're at 2 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. It's 2 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump announcing a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum products will be kicking in soon.
Trump said this would be applying to all countries, but didn't make clear when the tariffs would actually go into effect. He also said that this week he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs on any country that has imposed tariffs on the U.S. So it's basically matching the duties that other countries impose on American products.
That's ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang. The president also announcing that pennies will soon stop being made at the U.S. Mint. And in a Super Bowl interview, he said he is serious about wanting Canada to become the 51st state. In Philadelphia, fans packing the streets celebrating the Eagles, denying the Chiefs 3 Super Bowl wins in a row. 40-22 final score. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts winning MVP. There is a high-stakes AI summit kicking off in Paris today. CEOs and scientists, as well as Vice President J.D. Vance, will all be there. This is ABC News. 13 people hurt in an explosion at a chemical plant in northwestern Pennsylvania on Sunday.
A massive explosion rocking Sagertown, Pennsylvania. Firefighters were dispatched to the Parker Lord plant yesterday after a fire alarm went off, with heavy smoke billowing from the building. Part of the plant suddenly exploded.
So you just heard kaboom.
At least 6 firefighters and 7 workers at the plant were taken to local hospitals. Residents in a 3-mile radius were told to shelter in place for several hours. The DEP will now monitor the air and is also investigating any runoff.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Meta making good on its layoff plans. Facebook's owner reportedly starting to send out notices to employees today, including in the U.S. Last month, the company confirmed it will be trimming about 5% of its lowest performers, as it calls them. A separate memo asking staffers to help with expedited hiring for machine learning engineers. This is ABC News.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year. These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter. This update from WRCO Radio Saluting Farmers is sponsored by Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. Check them out in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Cooper DeJean, Josh Sweat, and the Philadelphia Eagles' ferocious defense denied Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs a Super Bowl three-peat. Final score, 40-22, with the Eagles routing the Chiefs yesterday. In the NBA, it was Damian Lillard scoring a season-high 43 points to go along with 8 assists and 7 rebounds, and the Bucks beat the 76ers 135-127 on Sunday. It was Detroit 112, Charlotte 102, Houston
Edmonton over Toronto, 94-87. From the NHL, Tampa Bay 5-3 over Montreal, Utah 5, Washington 4, after a shootout as well. College men's basketball, Maryland over Rutgers, 90-81 in the Big Ten. And Illinois in Badger women's basketball action, Illinois a winner over Wisconsin, 74-51.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week, but adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
A high of 24 today with sunshine. It looks like tonight will be bringing us a low of 5 with possibly up to an inch of snow. For Tuesday, partly cloudy and colder, a low, that is a high of 15 and a low Tuesday night of low about 1 below 0. For Wednesday, 18, 2 to 3 inches of snow accumulation. Thursday, a high of 17. And Friday, snow likely at night with 1 to 3 inches possible, a high Friday of 24. We have an east to northeast wind at 2 miles per hour, and we're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 1 right now at WRCO Radio. Glad to have you along on a Monday, and it's February 10th, and the Super Bowl was yesterday. Hopefully you are able to snap back from that. This is Sam Hunt.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off. Swimming in old pair of jeans. And baby, I wanna live in a country house. In a country house with you. Stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. My daddy did, like his daddy did, oh. Drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off. Swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house. In a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Till the day I die.
is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the wind, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with
Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio. As far as the Super Bowl went, you know, again, I always like a close game, but I didn't mind that the Eagles won the game. It was fun to watch, and certainly I thought the commercials were a little better this year. There were some that made me laugh out loud, so that's always kind of the sure sign. There were some that were, I would admit, maybe a little on the weird side. But then again, sometimes I look at it, I'm out of the demographic a little bit. Like, I probably am not getting what they're getting at, but I don't know. And then to me, and I've always said, you know, with animals, commercials with animals, there are some funny ones. The one with all the mascots coming together, I believe that was for, may have been for a Walmart ad, I think. But we're all, you know, the Kool-Aid and the Pillsbury Doughboy and everybody coming running down the street. I thought that one was pretty well done as well. But there were a number of them that were pretty funny. Harrison Ford was in a good one, too. It was a Jeep commercial, I believe. Our temperature is holding steady at 2 degrees right now in Richland Center. It should rise, well, fairly rapidly. A little bit later, we'll get to double digits. And again, about an inch of snow possible tonight. Snow in the forecast for at least 3 nights this week. Tonight, Wednesday, and Friday. Every other day.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
We salute the multi-generational farms where knowledge and traditions are passed down from one generation to the next. These farms embody a legacy of dedication and perseverance, preserving the agricultural way of life and fostering a deep connection to the land. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. And Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
6:19 the time. Good morning from WRCO Country and Community. Here is Chris Stapleton.
Baby, happen way back when, or if I see you again. Maybe you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Hold your honey. sister gotta hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come on to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. Come on to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
George Jones, WRCA Radio, the post-game show after the Super Bowl. I'm guessing Eagles fans still celebrating this morning. We'll check news, weather, and sports coming up in just a little while. Here's John Pardee. Carefully on your way through today, 1 degree now at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style. The Bollenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 2 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. News Time today is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. Today, sunshine at times and a high of 24. Northwest to west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. This evening, snow likely up to an inch possible and a low of 5. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It is 1 degree.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. At the Capitol, a Republican bill would reverse State Superintendent Jill Underley's overhaul of how the Department of Public Instruction measures student achievement on state tests. Watertown Senator John Yeagler co-authored the legislation and says, "We need to be expecting more out of our kids, not less." Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy defended the charges, saying they were made with input from educators. The bill would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-20, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021 through 22 school year. A new rule for election observers in Wisconsin is awaiting action by lawmakers. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has drafted 12 pages of what observers may and may not do at polling places. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs told the Assembly Elections Committee that there's not a lot WEC can do if poll workers or voters have complaints regarding observers. But Republican legislative staffer and former state representative Janelle Brangen argued that the 60-day process to investigate complaints will take too long. Commissioner Don Millis, a Republican, told the Assembly Elections Committee that current state law is too vague and could allow Republican observers to feel intimidated. Republican State Representative Paul Tittle of Manitowoc said the rule lacks any punishment for violations. Millis said WEC lacks authority to propose consequences. That's up to lawmakers. Tittle drafted a bill during the last session, but it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. The committee can request changes to the rule or forward it to the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules. Shannon and William Schmidt Connect's 22-year-old son, Cole, died in January of last year. According to a lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges that Optum Rx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. In recognition of the thousands of students transported to and from school every day, Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed the week of February 10th through the 14th as Wisconsin School Bus Driver Appreciation Week. Since 1976, the Wisconsin School Bus Association has ensured the state school bus drivers are recognized and appreciated through the annual Appreciation Week event held every second week in February. This commemorative week recognizes all school transportation
transportation personnel who are involved in the highest standards of safe practices to assure that the protection of their passengers are state's most precious cargo. In Wisconsin, there are more than 12,000 school bus drivers who safely transport more than 400,000 students to and from school each day and travel an average of 144 million miles a year. School Bus Driver Appreciation Week, which runs through this Friday, is an excellent opportunity for parents, students, teachers, administrators, motorists, schools, and others to show their appreciation to their school bus drivers. These drivers are true champions, ensuring Wisconsin students have a safe and reliable ride to school and home every day. June Dairy Breakfast events have become a tradition in most parts of Wisconsin. But La Crosse County won't be having one this year. In a social media post, the La Crosse County Lions said that this year's dairy breakfast is canceled. In the post, the organization said that they discovered during planning that they didn't have enough people to put on the event this year. Thousands of people attend the La Crosse County event each year. Last year, there were several dozen dairy breakfast events held across Wisconsin. Also today, a reminder that Representative Tony Kurtz will be holding the following listening sessions for constituents of the 41st Assembly District. Today, Kurtz will be listening at the Reedsburg Library from 10:30 until 11:30, the Wonniwalk Library from 2:30 until 3:30, and from 5:30 until 6:30 at the Lake Delton Village Hall. The Department of Natural Resources missing warnings to people spearing sturgeon on Lake Winnebago. Wardens say a major crack formed in the ice on Saturday, sending multiple vehicles into the water on Lake Winnebago near Oshkosh. You're reminded that no ice is safe ice, especially in a season where multiple ATVs and snowmobiles have fallen through the ice across Wisconsin. Four people have already died on the Lake Winnebago system this year. A Madison man is under arrest for weapon and gun charges after a high-speed chase in Monona over the weekend. The 23-year-old man was arrested Saturday following a chase through both Fitchburg and Monona. Officers tried to pull him over for having windows that were too tinted, but he fled and allegedly tossed items out of the window as he drove. The man fled on foot after his vehicle was disabled and was caught in a department store. Officers say he had a handgun, marijuana, and dozens of counterfeit $100 bills in his vehicle. When he was arrested, he's currently booked into the Dane County Jail, awaiting an initial appearance.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 24 with sunshine. More clouds forming later this day. And then tonight, mostly cloudy. Light snow likely, up to an inch possible. A low of 5. Tuesday, partly cloudy and colder. A high of 15. Wednesday, 18 with 2 to 3 inches of snow accumulation possible on Wednesday night. Thursday, 17. 25 Friday with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible on Friday night. Right now in Richland Center, the morning low is our current reading. It is 1 degree.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Sports. Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll look at some over-the-weekend high school events and details on the state scene where the Bucks claimed a victory yesterday.
And I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. But even then, I didn't feel like, oh, I got it going. You know, I just think the rhythm of the game, we played with good pace. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game. So I felt good because of the flow of the game. But, you know, I wouldn't say it was a game that I just felt like, oh, I'm rolling. I didn't feel that way.
Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points to go along with 8 assists and 7 rebounds, leading the Bucks to a victory 135-127 over Philadelphia yesterday.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend, local sports, the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Wrestling Tournament was held, and for the first time, it was DeSoto winning that three-conference event, as they were on top of the team tally after the day with 193, followed by Royal Oneiwoc Center with 189, and Ithaca Weston was third at 132, with three champions on the day. At the SWAL-SWC Clash on Saturday at Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point was the top team with 208 points. It was 190.5 for Fenimore and Iowa Grand Highland with 168.5. And the most valuable wrestler was Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville. The All-SWAL-SWC Conference Girls Tournament was held as well at Belmont High School. Kickaboo Lafarge Youth Initiative prevailed in the girls' event on the strength of numbers. The Predators filled 11 weight classes and totaled 94.5 points to runner-up Lancaster's 90. That night, Mineral Point had three individual champions as well in the girls' tournament Friday night. Going on today, boys basketball, Fenimore will be at Riverdale for a makeup game. Boys basketball this evening, JV action at 6 and varsity to follow. Sauk Prairie is at River Valley, Viroqua at Toma, Highland at Benton, River Ridge at Scholesburg, and Belmont at Cassville. In girls basketball, Viroqua at Brookwood, Boscobel at Wazika Steuben, Oneiwoc Center plays at Seneca. It's also Royal at Lafarge Youth Initiative, Cashton at DeSoto. Also, River Valley is at Iowa Grant tonight, and Belmont at Mineral Point. Lancaster is at Fenimore in area girls basketball this evening. Women's basketball yesterday was Illinois getting the win against Wisconsin 74-51. A sweep over arch-rival Minnesota's Gophers powered the Badger women's hockey team to their 10th WCHA regular season title. The top spot was clinched Saturday in an 8-2 Wisconsin victory. Then Sunday's 6-1 win was icing on the cake. Casey O'Brien had three goals in those two games, and Wisconsin's win streak has reached 17. Saturday's 8 goals are the most scored against the Gophers by the UW in more than 7 years. Cooper DeJean and Josh Sweat, along with the Eagles' ferocious defense, denied Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs a Super Bowl three-peat. It wasn't even close. DeJean got a pick six on his 22nd birthday. Sweat tormented Mahomes, and the Eagles routed the Chiefs 40-22 Sunday to secure the franchise's second Super Bowl championship. Jalen Hurts threw for two touchdowns and ran for a score on a tush push, and Vic Fangio's defense was very dominant, and the Eagles didn't need much help from running back Saquon Barkley yesterday. Former Badger Zach Bond helped lead the defense as well, getting a pick.
It's special, and something that I've been working on for years, my coverage skills, and to have it pay off in this big of a moment, it's crazy. I'm proud of myself.
Big game yesterday. The Super Bowl ends the NFL season officially with that win 40-22. The Eagles getting the victory against the Chiefs. Elsewhere, the Jets tell Aaron Rodgers they're moving on from the quarterback for next season. The report says Aaron Rodgers is still contemplating whether to continue his playing career. If he does, it appears it won't be with the Jets. The team has told the 41-year-old quarterback it is moving on from him. Fox Sports reported Sunday, Rodgers said toward the end of the Jets' 5-12 season, he was undecided on his playing future and wanted to take a mental break. There was also uncertainty as to whether the Jets would even want to move forward with him. The Jets recently hired general manager Darren Mulgey and coach Aaron Glenn, and owner Woody Johnson said at their introductory news conference on January 27th, the new regime would have the final say on that decision. That's an update on sports on this Monday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Hear that one king song. Another prayer. He says, Lord,
another round, another round. He says, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky.
Jason Aldean on WRCO underneath the Amarillo sky. It is 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. Hopefully there's a little pep in your step. You're not like a sloth or something today or whatever after eating all the Super Bowl snacks. It is a good time for snacks. We had some little barbecue weenies and some bacon-wrapped water chestnuts. That was June's suggestion. That was good stuff. And then a little guacamole and wingies and fruit pizza. Yeah, absolutely. So I tried to behave myself. I tried to just take like one of each thing. I was proud of myself because I didn't want to feel like a slug today, because that's oftentimes what I do. Like, oh man, like the old commercial, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. So anyway, I'm not feeling too bad today after the Super Bowl. Some have suggested, why don't they move the Super Bowl to Saturday? They would have a day to recover. I don't know, but I do know that NFL football is supposed to be primarily a Sunday thing, so I guess that's part of it. Although now the NFL has games about 7 days a week during the season, so maybe it doesn't matter so much anymore. If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5. And don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show, February 20th to the 22nd. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your authorized Tracker Boats dealer. Vitesnik Power
Sports. Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
We're just ahead of 7 o'clock and our news update today, and then we'll bring it on with some info to get you in the know. We'll see if old Hank Bray has successfully collected any jokes this morning as well in the next half hour or so during an action-packed morning and the triumphant return of Joanne Krulotz as well, back from Grandmammy duties. Sunshine today, later, 24 for a high. Here's Elvis.
We're caught in a trap.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock. News time today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family.
over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin. All of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center,